I even was saying last summer when I was still at the commission that if the two parties, being the state of Texas and the EPA, continue to basically draw a line in the sand, that there were going to be difficult times ahead. And I don't think I've been off the mark too much. I think that in the days and weeks to come, we're going to see that that confrontation is going to come to a head. The EPA has made it clear that Texas's air permitting program in a number of respects is not compliant with federal law and federal regulations, and that the TCEQ needs to fix those deficiencies. And EPA is willing to work with them to fix those deficiencies, but they have to be fixed. It can't be business as usual. The TCEQ, unfortunately, has said, we think what we're doing is the most effective way to regulate air quality in Texas. You need to tell us, EPA, how you think we're not doing it correctly, and we will see what we can do to change that. But there's been very little movement. I mean, TCEQ's proposed some rules, but EPA, I think, generally has commented that those are not going to be effective to address their concerns. I think you're going to see this summer EPA taking some fairly formal and significant steps and trying to get the Texas air permitting program in line with what they believe are the requirements of the federal law. And I think it will be clear that what Texas is doing now will be unacceptable, and either Texas will have to change it completely or EPA will get involved in the permitting program in Texas. I don't think anybody, including EPA, wants them to take over the air permitting program, but something's going to have to happen, and it's just unclear at this point which avenue EPA is going to take, but I think we're going to know fairly soon, June or July.